Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. The Nîmes prosecutor spoke this morning after the discovery of the lifeless body of Siem, the 18-year-old young woman who had disappeared in the Gare on the night of January 25th. The main suspect has been in police custody for 2 days and told investigators the location of the body. According to Le Parisien, the victim was in love with her killer, who refused to have a relationship with her because she was the cousin of his ex-girlfriend. He supposedly tried to silence the young woman by putting his hand over her mouth. She then died by suffocation. An autopsy will soon take place to confirm these statements. A big step forward has been taken for the defenders of the right to abortion. The senators voted for the inclusion of abortion in the Constitution. The text must now return to the Assembly. The objective for Elisabeth Borne is to convince. The Prime Minister will be the guest this evening on the program L'Evénement on France 2, during which the head of government will be questioned on the pension reform. The text still divides just as much. According to several polls, nearly 7 out of 10 French people say they are opposed to the reform. And child care professionals also oppose the postponement of the retirement age. They are called to strike today. Many crèches have remained closed. They also demand higher wages and an improvement in working conditions. About 30 gatherings are planned today throughout France. A successful start for Astérix and Obélix, L'Empire du Milieu. The work of Guillaume Canet, released yesterday in theaters, has achieved the best start for a French film in 10 years. The film has already attracted more than 400,000 spectators. And then we learned this morning of the death of Philippe Tesson. The journalist and dramatic critic regularly published theater chronicles in Le Canard Enchaîné, Le Figaro, Valeurs Actuelles, and Le Point. Philippe Tesson died yesterday at the age of 94. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.